online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ishmael Khawaja.
Police have told KM FM a man found dead in Medway was a 39-year-old from Sittingbourne. They've also made an arrest. They've launched a murder investigation following the discovery near Rochester Bridge yesterday morning. A man in his 30s from Rainham is being held in connection with the death. The number of cases involving drinks being spiked in Kent have gone up by 500% in 3 years. Just 8 were reported to police in the county in 2015, but last year that had risen to 53. There's also been a big increase nationally, with more than 1,000 cases in 2017. Former Home Office toxicologist Jim Campbell has worked to develop drink detective kits.
I think the issue is widespread, and I don't think it's just for sexual assault. I think spiking is a way of getting back at people. It's a way of getting their wallet or getting money out of a hole in the wall.
KM FM News.
A man's been arrested after a motorcyclist died in a crash on the A249. 33-year-old Joseph Gibbons was killed when his bike collided with a people carrier on Detling Hill early last Thursday morning. A 55-year-old detained on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving has been released while investigations continue. A search has been launched to find a man who disappeared near Herne Bay. Nick Surridge reportedly went missing from his home in Broomfield yesterday morning. A Coast Guard helicopter is thought to have carried out a search last night. You can see a picture of him at kentonline.co.uk. The former aide of a Kent MP is calling for suspects in sexual offence cases to be given anonymity after he was cleared of committing one. Samuel Armstrong, who used to work for South Thanet's Craig McKinley, was accused of attacking a woman in his boss's office in October 2016, but was found not guilty. He's told KMFM he struggled to eat and sleep during the trial.
It all could have been avoided if it was for anonymity for suspects in cases like this. The same anonymity we extend to accusers. It's a simple matter of equality.
Experts say releasing the name of a suspect can give other victims the courage to come forward.
KM FM News.
A judge has ordered an investigation into a group of so-called paedophile hunters who convinced a Kent man he was talking to school children. They used a picture of a 14-year-old to trick 39-year-old Gary Armstrong from New Romney. He's been jailed for 5 years. There's concerns about where the child's picture came from. A Kent boss says she hopes her staff will have that bank holiday feeling every week after reducing the number of days they have to work. Reflect Digital in Maidstone are the first company in the county to introduce a four-day week. Workers will still have to do their normal hours, but can take either a Monday or a Friday off. Holiday and lunch breaks will also stay the same. CEO Becky Sims says it's about improving the work-life balance.
We just started to notice that actually after a bank holiday, people come in with such a buzz that we want that buzz every single week, because then I think actually we'll start doing even better work than we do today for our clients, because everyone will have that right feeling.
Studies suggest working fewer days in the week reduces stress and increases staff retention rates. And researchers have discovered stained glass panels in one of the windows at Canterbury Cathedral actually dates back to the 1100s. They were previously thought to have been put in by the Victorians. It makes them the earliest known artwork showing pilgrimages into the city.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and Kent have taken the lead on the second day of their penultimate game of the season. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Lucy.
Well, they bowled Glamorgan out for 186 in the county championship at Canterbury yesterday. A win could secure promotion for Kent. At lunch, they were on 190 for 5. Football and Tottenham boss Mauricio Pochettino says his side deserve respect despite their defeat in the Champions League last night. They lost 2-1 against Inter Milan, conceding 2 late goals in their first game at the competition. Pochettino doesn't think it's fair to criticise his team.
You can blame me and say, Gaffer, you were so rubbish in your election of the starting 11. But please, don't disrespect the people that or the player are playing because it's my decision. You must respect my decision because I am the manager.
Elsewhere, Liverpool got their campaign off to a winning start in dramatic circumstances. Jurgen Klopp's side scored in injury time to beat Paris Saint-Germain 3-2 after being pegged back to 2-2 by the French side. Tonight's Champions League fixtures see Manchester United head to Switzerland to play Young Boys, while Manchester City host Lyon.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.